Welcome to EG Extra, a snapshot of the news shaping your investment future, with your host, Ethan Reyes.
When I roll into the EG office every morning at 6:30, the first thing I do, after feeding the fish, is check for new messages on Slack.
You've got mail.
Slack, for those who don't know, is a group chat for the workplace. The program allows for a more fluid exchange of information than an email chain can provide, and its features are more oriented for work than a Facebook group. But while people have been trading ideas on Slack for years, today marks the first time you can actually trade Slack itself. The company went public through what is known as a direct listing, a process which is a little different than a traditional IPO. Instead of keeping a sizable amount of shares on lockup, every share is free trading on day one. This means lower underwriting fees for Slack, but more volatility for traders. Basically, direct listings are a viable route for private companies that don't need the cash and want to avoid the share dilution an IPO brings. Slack opened at $26, and at the time of this recording, it's well over 40.
I'm kind of a big deal.
It's clear the movers and shakers in the markets are behind the story, and that people want the stock. The question is, why? Well, for starters, Slack has a very clean interface. Anecdotally, it doesn't reinvent the wheel, but it doesn't have to. The fact that it has few bugs and a nearly 100% uptime is good enough.
I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Slack is also very popular because it's free, making it a beloved part of any scrappy young startup. The company's value proposition, to sum it up, is that it has low churn and decreasing losses. On the other hand, Slack does have its downsides. They say you're judged by your rivals, and Slack has some pretty notable opposition. Microsoft Teams, for example, is fully integrated with the Microsoft product umbrella. That includes Office 365, which we use here, and Azure, Microsoft's cloud. Slack, on the other hand, uses Amazon's web services to host their cloud platform. But for Mac users, and startups especially, Slack is still incredibly popular.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
And the fact that it doesn't integrate with Microsoft Word really isn't too much of a detriment. It's their go-to. But before investing in Slack, there's a term worth considering, and that's moat. Moat is how much difficulty a competitor would have in establishing a competing product, at least in this case. And Slack doesn't have much moat at all. There's really nothing novel about the program. And my producer says he could create a similar server with nothing more than a Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, right.
It's clear the street is behind the story right now. But with stiff competition and limited revenue streams, is Slack just another Uber or Spotify waiting to happen? It's hard to say. But with trading volumes like today, I'm willing to cut the company some slack. Let us know what you think in the comments. For Equity Guru, I'm Ethan Reyes.
You've been listening to EG Extra. See you next time.